בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום. So, just continuing on with our discussion on Hilchot Tzedaka. We spoke about yesterday Tzedaka to Rishaim and different levels of Rishaim, what the obligations of Tzedaka are towards them, or actually what what they are not. We'll continue today with Siman Rish Nun Aleph, Sa'if Gimam. It's a very, also very pertinent Sa'if. הנותן לבניו ובנותיו הגדולים שאינו חייב במזונותיהם כדי ללמד את הבנים תורה ולהנהיג הבנות בדרך ישרה. Which means that if a person gives tzedakah towards his sons and daughters who are older and he is not obligated to support, according to the Gemara, Masechet Ketubot Daf Nun, a person is obligated by Torah law to support one's children until the age of six. Now, nevertheless, the Chachamim pointed out that if a person stops sustaining or supporting his children past the age of six, so that doesn't sit very well with the Chachamim. They used to shame such a person publicly, v'chule. But at the end of the day, since a person by Torah law is allowed to stop supporting one's children at the age of six, he can direct tzedakah funds towards the boys for learning Torah, for the girls, lanhig bederech yishara, to set them along a proper path. Because of this, before we continue with the Shulchan Aruch, there's a famous Yechavedat in Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Vav, where he discusses that a person is allowed to use ma'asir funds, his tzedakah funds, towards his children's yeshiva tuition. Now, it has to be obviously, number one, it has to be above the age of six, because under the age of six, he's chayav to support them anyway. So this whole halakha only begins from the age of six. He brings down this halakha in Shulchan Aruch. And also, obviously, it goes without saying that it has to be a yeshiva tuition. It's got to be a yeshiva, which means it has to be legitimate. It can't be just some sort of, you know, wishy-washy thing. It's got to be a real yeshiva education, in which case, whether for boys or for girls, boys obviously are obligated to learn Torah. Girls are not necessarily obligated to learn Torah, but going to Beis Yaakov, going to yeshiva for girls, is something that is, especially in our generations, invaluable. It is almost impossible for a girl to come out normal in this generation. Obviously there are exceptions, but if she didn't go to Beis Yaakov, it's very, very difficult considering the world that we live in today. And not only that, even if a girl who goes to Beis Yaakov doesn't end up marrying a ben Torah, Talmid Chacham, but she always has that chinuch in her, you know, in her past, so that helps her to raise her children later. So bevaday, a person is allowed to use his tzedakah funds. Obviously, it goes without saying that if a person has enough money, tzedakah funds should go to aniim. But we're talking about where a person can't necessarily afford all the money to go to aniim or to yeshivot or whatever it is. So over there, it is permissible to use it for yeshiva tuition past the age of six for both boys and girls. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, "V'chein anoten matanot le'aviv, v'hem tzrichim lehem." So let's say a person, his parents, whatever it is, whether they're elderly or not, let's say they need tzedakah. Certainly a person is allowed to donate his tzedakah funds. Don't think that you have to give tzedakah to somebody random, to somebody unrelated. No, the Shulchan Aruch is saying you can give it to your kids, you can give it to your parents, you can certainly give it to your siblings. Yeah, especially the poskim say, let's say a person has money, and let's say he has a brother or a sister, brothers to Chacham, Avrich, or the sister is married to one and they're struggling. Certainly it goes without saying that a person is allowed to give his tzedakah money to there. And says the Shulchan Aruch, "Velo od, ela shetzarich leakdimo leacherim." A person is obligated, when a person has even immediate family members that are needy, a person is obligated to give them the order of precedence, which means that you give your tzedakah funds to your family first. There's another mitzvah of the Navi brings down, "Umi b'sarecha al tit'alam." Do not ignore your flesh, which means besides for the just the basic mitzvah of tzedakah, there's another mitzvah that's performed when a person gives it to his relatives. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says, "Ve'afilu eno beno velo aviv ela krovo tzarech le'akdimo lechol adam," which means, let's say it's not your immediate family. Let's say it's not a father or a brother or whatever it is, or a son. Let's say just a regular, a random relative. Let's say you have a choice to give tzedakah to a cousin or some random person. You have to give it to your cousin. You have to give it to your relative. Now again, obviously we're talking about where the family members are k'shirim. We're talking about where they are people who are shomer Torah mitzvot. Because if it is a if it's a person who's not shomer Torah mitzvot, so over there a person in general should not direct tzedakah funds towards people who are not shomer Torah mitzvot. Like we said yesterday, even if you know that he's not going to use it for his bad lifestyle, he's not going to use your money to go fill up gas on Shabbat, right? Let's say he's not going to use that money for that. Let's say he's going to use it just for food. Even so, we spoke about yesterday, there are different levels of being an avaryan, of being a sinner. Person should not give. Now again, if a person has a relative who is not shomer Torah mitzvah and says, "Oh, it's my relative, I have to give him tzedakah," lo kacha, right? You don't do that. We're talking about a relative who is shomer Torah mitzvot and is just as eligible for the tzedakah funds as anybody else. So when you put, you know, these two people together, random person who shomer Torah mitzvot and the family member who shomer Torah mitzvot, so you give the zechuta kedima, you give the precedence to the family member. Weiter says the, now here's another big one. Ve'achiv me'aviv kodem le'achiv me'imo. Let's say a person has two brothers, right? Not always does a person share siblings from both parents. Let's say a person has a paternal brother and a maternal brother, okay? And they're both poor, and you can only give to one. Which one takes precedence? Says the Shulchan Aruch, achiv me'aviv, your paternal brother. Why? Because all of the dinim of the Torah, whenever we speak about brotherhood, the Torah refers to what as brotherhood? Paternal brotherhood. Where do we find that first in the Torah? But even before that, we learn Yevamot from Bnei Yaakov. Bnei Yaakov didn't all share, the Shvatim didn't all share the same mother, and yet the Torah calls them Shneim Asar Achim Anachnu. Right? We are 12 brothers, and even though they consider them, the Torah considers them brothers, even though they only shared some of them shared both father and mother. But among all 12 brothers, they only shared the father, and yet the Torah calls them brothers, whereas, yes, there are laws with regards to Nahala also. With regards to, by the way, the laws of Nahalot, the laws of inheritance, are in which parasha? This week's parasha. They're learned out of Benot Tzelofchad. With regard, when we say that a brother is Yorish, that a brother is able to inherit another brother, that law, the law of Yerusha, only applies to what kind of brothers? Paternal. It only applies to paternal brothers and not to maternal brothers, that the Mishnah says Meforash in the 8th Pirik of Masechet Bava Batra. So anyway, Weiter, he says like this, Ve'anye beto kodmin le'anye iro. If a person has anim in his own household and anim in the city, certainly precedence goes to anim in his household. That's part of the same law. And then he says, Ve'anye iro kodmin le'anye ir acheret. And the anim, this is, everybody knows the famous Gemara, Aniyah Ircha Kodmin, the poor of your own city take precedence over the poor of another city. Now, before I continue with the, you know what, let me continue with the Rama. Now he says, Haga, Ve'akvu'im ba'ir, k'rim Aniyah ha'ir. Ve'em kodmin la'anim acharim, ha'bayim nasham, imkumot acharim. What's considered anim of a person's own city? Let's talk about anim who are residents of the city. People are usually there, as opposed to, you always have anim passing through your city, you know, collecting. That is not considered aniyeh ha'ir. Aniyeh ha'ir refers to the residents of the city. But then the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Yoshevei Eretz Yisrael kodmin liyoshevei chutz la'aretz. And the dwellers, the residents of Eretz Yisrael, poor people of Eretz Yisrael, take precedence over the poor people of chutz la'aretz. Now, from those two statements of the Shulchan Aruch, a tremendous machloket ensues. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, on the one hand, aniyaicha, the poor of your own city take precedence over the poor of another city. And then he says the poor of Eretz Yisrael take precedence over the poor of Chutz La'aretz. So now, putting two and two together, what does that mean if I live in Chutz La'aretz? If I live in Eretz Yisrael, then bevadai. But what happens if I live in Chutz La'aretz and I have a choice to give tzedakah to aniim in my own city versus aniim out of my own city, but of Eretz Yisrael? What do you do there? So there's a tremendous machloket haposkim. The Shach and the Bach, I'll read it to you. The Shach writes over here, Mashma, afilu ir acheret shel Eretz Yisrael. The Shach and the Bach say that when we say aniyei eircha kodmin, when do we say the aniyim of Eretz Yisrael are kodim? Let's say you don't have any aniyei eircha, or all of the aniyim of a person's city have been satisfied. Now you have a choice. Okay, you could give locally, or you could give to Eretz Yisrael. Then we say give to Eretz Yisrael. But if the aniyim in your city haven't been satisfied, which means you're back to square one, you have a choice between the poor of your own city versus the poor of Eretz Yisrael. The Shach and the Bach say, which takes precedence? The poor of your own city. There are several poskim that disagree. Hagaon of Chaim Palachi disagrees with this halacha, and he says no. And this would seem to be the understanding of the Peleites as well, that the poor of Eretz Yisrael take precedence even over the poor of a person's own city. Big machloket haposkim. Now, person's family always takes precedence. Now, let's say the person doesn't have anye mishpachto or anye bito. No relatives, no members of the household. Now we're talking, now my city versus Eretz Yisrael. And the Chatam Sofer and many other poskim in the Pitchei Teshuvah bring over here, in Eretz Yisrael, anye Yerushalayim take precedence over other cities of Eretz Yisrael. Again, by tzedakah, there's a list of hierarchy. Halivai would be able to give tzedakah to all of them. Aval, you know, when a person can't, you got to make, these are tough decisions. It's not, the Gemara says, we saw a few days ago in Masechet Shabbat, that it's always better to be a tzedakah, a gabay tzedakah, who collects the tzedakah funds, versus being a tzedakah distributor. Why? Because by a tzedakah distributor, sometimes when a person comes, no, I need more, whatever, and his heart will break, and he'll give him more than really he'll need. And then by doing so, you're taking away from somebody else. So it's not so good to be a tzedakah distributor. It's not the best. It's better to be a tzedakah collector, meaning a gabay tzedakah, but not a tzedakah distributor. But anyway, Maran Achida in Shelot Teshuvot Chaim Sha'al weighs in, and Maran Achida and most poskim hold like, now this is a very, very big thing. This is a very big she'ela, which people have. There's plenty of communal needs right here in, you know, the big old US of A. And, you know, right here, huh? There's plenty of need in Great Neck as well. Don't be fooled, right? Don't be fooled. Unfortunately, you speak to Tomchei Shabbos, you speak to other organizations. Don't be fooled by shells of houses in Great Neck or Kings Point. There's plenty of needy people right in our own backyard, Queens and in Great Neck. Don't be fooled. Don't think. Sometimes people, nah, Baba, all right, he's not poor. He lives in Kings Point. He must be rich, right? He lives in Great Neck. He must be rich.
But the government here helps better than in Israel.
What?
The government here in the States helps better than in Israel, so they need it more in Israel than in the States.
There's still plenty of poor people over here. You know, I can take you once for a tour of Tomchei Shabbos in Queens. I'll show you exactly, again, not with names, obviously, but there's plenty of people who just pursuit can't make it. And there's plenty of poor people here. According to Maran Achida and Chaim Sha'al, he holds, like the Shach and the Bach, that Aniye Eircha takes precedence over Aniye Eretz Yisrael. That Psak Halacha, according to most poskim, this interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch follows the Shach and Bach. Besides for Chaim Palachi and others, we hold like Rova poskim and Maran Achida, Shach and Bach, that homegrown aniyim take precedence over those of Eretz Yisrael. If a person can give both a little bit of tzedakah to the aniyim in his backyard and a little bit more tzedakah to the anim of Eretz Yisrael, wonderful. But if a person can only give to one, la'alachal ma'aseh, a person should direct, channel that tzedakah towards the anim of his city. Now,
let's say someone loses like $20 million, right?
$20 million, okay.
And
I don't know so many people like that.
No, I'm saying.
Okay. No, I know you do. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, so let's say, like, 1 month, like, messes up bad, and like, business goes down.
Yeah.
He misses the mortgage payment, and he's gonna like get one more. He still has money to go and do somewhere nice.
Yeah.
You know. Not like $20 million,
somewhere
nice, bring it back, still live
comfortably.
Okay. You help him, or you still help him,
and help the guys. So we spoke about earlier in the previous Siman that tzedakah dictates, you know, some people have a mistaken notion of tzedakah that has to be to a person who's in rags and mamash dirt poor. Tzedakah goes to even a person who fell in hard times and who was used to a higher standard of living. Nevertheless, if you can help him out, that's also considered a form of tzedakah. Yeah, so let me just finish the halakha. Says the Rama, parnasat atzmo kodemet lechol adam. Now, when we're speaking about very interesting halakha, when we're speaking about the precedence, the order of precedence with regards to tzedakah, you know who comes first before anybody? Person's self. Which means a person gets to take tzedakah before distributing it to anything to anybody else. Meaning what? Ve'eno chayav latet tzedakah ad shiyelo parnasato. Which means you're not obligated to give tzedakah on the expense of your own living or of your own family's living. A person has the right first to make, you know, a parnasah, bare, you know, the basic necessities of parnasah, and only then to begin distributing tzedakah. Which means, the Rama kind of puts it together in a nutshell, person comes first. You do not give tzedakah that will make you default into being an ani. Do not do that. You first have to make sure that you're not an ani. Then, if you're not an ani, Baruch Hashem, you have adequate parnasa. Next, we said, is a person's relatives. How so? A person's father and mother, a person's children, a person's brothers, other relatives. Then if it's random people, but in the city, then outside of the city. Certainly, if it's outside of the city, Eretz Yisrael takes precedence, Bivadai, and Yerushalayim takes precedence over other cities in Eretz Yisrael. That goes without saying. Now,
what is life,
meaning what?
Like you said, it's just a choice. I don't want to give the guy money, the army, whatever. I'm making it up.
Well, that's not a
point. No. But you understand my point? Like, you don't agree with the choices that the guy has made in his life. You don't agree with, like, you know, where he's choosing to live. You don't agree with his choices. You think he's mismanaging money.
Is he shomer Torah mitzvot?
That's not my calculation.
Well, it's got to be your calculation with regards to tzedakah. You shouldn't be giving tzedakah to people who are not shomer Torah mitzvot. You want to get them, huh? Because that's not the mitzvah of tzedakah. We didn't say you shouldn't give money. We're talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah. No. 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 It's not mitzvah of tzedakah. He's not part of the mitzvah of tzedakah.
Why would you give money to
64? So he says, now, he says, listen to this. The Be'eretiv brings down, we had a whole segment yesterday about which people a person should be giving tzedakah. Person who's not shomer Torah mitzvot. Remember, yeah, Ariel. Maran. Shifto. Says yesterday, I enjoyed your shiur yesterday very much. You had a broad audience yesterday. Even Noah enjoyed your shiur. Yeah. So he says, yeah. Aval, mikol makom. We spoke about yesterday, Rishaim, who act of, let's say a person was mumal le'te'avon, right? A person, there's differences. Person is not shomer Torah mitzvot because of te'avon, which is, you know, he has desires, and then you have la'chais, you have the guys, mamash, he's lacking nothing, and he's doing it just in order to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are different levels of tzedakah. Me'ikar ad-din, a person should look to give his tzedakah funds to a Jew, a kosher Jew, who is Shomer Torah Mitzvot? What do you have to, if a person's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot, what do you give him tzedakah? The fuel to fund his lifestyle that's against the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Even if he's not doing it, what are you giving it to him for? There's plenty of Jews, which means every time you give tzedakah to a Jew who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot, who's suffering as a direct result? Plenty of aniyim who are Shomer Torah Mitzvot. So what are you doing? Why are you giving to them? There's a lack of aniyim who keep the Torah. What do you have to give to them for? Yeah? Now.
Rabbi Abba, I have a quick question for you.
One second. You got to finish up.
What's the family member? It's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot. Is it a dayan ani?
Even if it's a family member. Everything we're talking about over here is talking about, yeah, the order of precedence with regards to krovim versus rechokim only applies if the guy's Shomer Torah Mitzvot. If the guy's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot, even if he's his father or son, whatever, and you have another ani that Shomer Torah Mitzvot, the vaday, the other person takes precedence.
What if this ani is from Shomer Torah Mitzvot, a widow? The ani and a widow, it's still disqualifying them because they're not Shomer Torah.
Widow has no bigger chiyuv tzedakah when they're not Shomer Torah Mitzvot. You understand? You told me about. We didn't say you're not allowed, but you're not allowed to divert the tzedakah from real kosher aniyim to them.
How is one allowed to say, "Oh, I'm giving, I'm a sponsor, like today's like lunch, it's you," and those guys don't keep Torah Mitzvot?
Because over there they're miskinim. The point over there is to bring them closer to Torah Mitzvot, as opposed to a person. You know, I know a few people like that. I know a few people. They come to collect tzedakah. And they make, and during the week you see them drive on Shabbat. I've seen these people driving on Shabbat. Tzedakah, tzedakah. Is it tzedakah, ya chamor? Mata mechalel Shabbat and then you ask for tzedakah. Lama kacha? Lama? You want to ask for tzedakah? At least pretend to be shomer Shabbat. Tachot. Mazri. The Kitzur says the Bayretev. Katav ha-shach, v'im yadom ha-seget tavo me'era lemi shefaneset aviv b'ma'ot tzedakah k'dil'ayel. If a person can handle it, if a person can afford it, and he gives tzedakah only to his father, and not to any other anim, when he can't afford it, the Shach says, we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch later, that he's the recipient of a curse. You cannot, if you can afford giving to other people, don't just channel it to your father, to your other family. You have to spread the wealth. And you can afford to give other places as well? If you can't afford, then you give it to him, v'adai. That's the order of precedence. But let's say you can. Tov. Yeah. We got to finish up. It's time for Shachris. Bezat Hashem will continue tomorrow. Shachris.
Rob, can I ask you one question?
Very quickly, Yonatan, because we have to start Shacharit here.
Okay, good question. Now you said you're not allowed to give a tzedakah to a non-religious person who is not Shomer Mitzvot. But say if this guy is not Shomer Mitzvot, he's not a Rasha, he's not a bad person, he needs the money for the wedding. Is it allowed to give him money?
By definition, there is, again, by definition, according to Chazal, a person who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot is partially Rasha. Whether it's Lete'avon or Le'achayit, a person who's not Shomer Torah, Rasha means he's doing Averot. That's what Rasha means.
Well, what about a wedding?
What about a wedding? We want to give you tzedakah, but in order to do that, you know, adopt the lifestyle of Shemirat Torah Mitzvot. Tov, Rabotai, we'll see you soon, Bezat Hashem. 9:30, Tomei Devorah. See you soon.
Rabbi.